Well, it's time now to talk with Ipswich football coach Kevin Fassett. And coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on what must have been a fun game against Amesbury.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. It was that game, just like the last 3 years, came right down to the wire, and it was kind of anyone's game for a while. And, yeah, it was nice to come out on top there.
You know, talking to the coaches about the preseason, it's so different this year, Kevin. And what is this now, your third or fourth year at Ipswich?
This is my fifth.
Your fifth year, okay. Well, you gotta tell me about how this matches up with preseason before, because you only had 2 weeks. I don't know what your makeup is in terms of upperclassmen, but what was preseason like for you guys?
It hit quick. I mean, we made some major changes. We switched our offense around based on, you know, in a smaller school, in my opinion, we gotta adjust to our personnel rather than stick to schemes all the time, and I made the choice to do that. And with a shorter preseason, it's been a little difficult, but the seniors, and you got a heavy senior class, and a lot of the guys have really jumped on and really seemed to pick it up pretty quick. And last game was real good illustration of some of the things we can do, and also some of the rookie mistakes that you'd like to make in those scrimmages at the beginning of the year we made in the game.
So, yeah.
There's definitely some stuff to clean up.
Okay, so you're a running team now?
Yeah, we've been running like a wing tee, so we kind of ran more of a flex bone offense in the past, and then we kind of looked at personnel a little more and thought that this offense is more suitable to our players, so we went ahead and made the changes. So as coaches, the assistant coaches did an awesome job adjusting, because a lot of times you get close to what you do and you get comfortable in what you do and you want to stay with it, but we didn't think it was the best interest of the players we had at the time right now, and we made the change. And, we definitely like to throw the ball. Just what we were getting last week with the looks we had, we ended up running the ball a lot. So, and with Amesbury also running the ball a ton, the game ended very quickly. So we had 27 plays of offense.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, yeah. It looks like, looking at the stats that you sent us, Coach, and the scoring summary, it looks like a heart-pounding great high school football game.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we shortened the game a little bit because we just had small rosters and both ends. So we decided to go with 10-minute quarters, which played a pretty significant factor. We kind of got lucky on that end of it where they kind of ran out of time. So it kind of worked out in our benefit. But, you know, with their offense and kind of what we ran, the game went really quick. I mean, that's 8 minutes off a game we shaved off, which is a little much, but you know, we're trying to stay away from some of the soft tissue damage and some of the injuries that happen, you know, when you have a normal preseason. A lot of kids coming off hockey or other sports like that you don't know what kind of training they're able to get in the winter. We tried doing stuff, you know, with Zoom and things like that, but it's very limited. So we're trying to stay away from injuries, and that's why the game actually ended quickly, and, you know, it could have been higher scoring, but probably ran out of time.
I think that's incredible that you're making these adjustments, coaches, athletic directors, the players. I think it was St. Mary's and St. John's had to make an adjustment last week. They ended up playing each other with 2 days' notice. This is pretty incredible how resilient it is, and I think something good will come from this. But certainly, it's a lesson for the kids in saying, okay, we don't care who we're playing, we're going to play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're 100% right. And we're not the only place. Like, every place is in the same boat where, you know, everyone wants to go out and play. Everybody watched the Super Bowl. Everybody's, you know, into football. We all have college, and these kids have an opportunity. I'll tell you what, on both sides of the ball, or both teams, and I'm sure most teams are doing this, the kids have been awesome with the rules, because there's a lot of major changes out there that are tough, and playing with a mask on, I can't say I've ever done that. I've never played in February
in
high school. You know, so these kids have been very resilient, able to adjust. I think they just want to get out there and play the game. And that's what's so special about it is that, you know, each weekend, win or loss, these kids are just, you know, working their tails off. They don't care about the weather. At least they're not telling me that. And both teams, or every team we played, I'm sure every team we're moving forward, is just excited to be out there.
Coach, tell me about the fourth quarter and your field goal kicker, Rowan Silva, because I'm looking again at the scoring sheet, and he missed a PAT earlier in the game, and then he ends up, I'm guessing, under pressure to win the game.
Yeah, absolutely. We were thinking about it, and he came out, you know, as, you know, first-year player, and he's a really good athlete. you know, I felt really confident in practice. He looked great, and he's just the type of kid that I don't think it was too much pressure in that situation. And, you know, like when I spoke to him, you know, he gave me, I just felt confident in him, and he obviously, did a great job putting it through, but the guys blocked for him, and, you know, selfishly, I wish he would have scored a touchdown and iced the game a little differently, but, but either way, it was awesome experience for him to put that through, and then, you know, for us to close out the game. I would have liked to, close it out a little more efficiently, down the stretch, but, you know, we made some mistakes that hopefully we can learn from.
All right, your running backs, Cole Terry, Chase Huntley, Dave Lonergan, are they your main men?
Yes, sir, they are. And those guys did a great job. Again, the running scheme is kind of totally different. It's kind of a three-headed monster we're hoping to get. And, you know, all of their holes were opened up thanks to the linemen in front of them. So combination of their effort and then the five or six guys, including the tight ends and receivers, seven really, did a great job, you know, setting up things and, you know, executing stuff on, you know, short season. So
I always like to go with it with the grunts up front. Name one of your linemen who stands out for you.
Yeah, I thought Jack Wild played really well, you know, up front. He played both sides of the ball. Nikhil Walker, our tight end, too. Those guys did a really good job. We had a certain play kind of running at the tight end that we had some success with because of their effort, and that's no shade on anyone else. I just think those guys kind of jumped out, and I thought the other guys worked hard too. And but those guys, I thought for themselves, played their best football game that I've seen them play, you know, in their 3 years that they've been playing, or 4 years rather.
What's the lineup? Do you have a lot of seniors on the team, or how's that work?
Yeah, we got 22 seniors. And we could have potentially 10 or even 11, you know, on offense at times. And a lot of those guys have a ton of experience and have been playing now for 3 years. So they've kind of taken their licks when they're a little bit younger. And I think now they're a little older and more mature. It's they're able to grasp some of the things we're doing. And I think the fear is kind of cut back a little bit, which is great, too. So they've just been incredible. And, you know, I feel awful for them because, you know, I never had a senior year like this. So I can't say that it's fair, but they've been doing an outstanding job just kind of going with it and trying to get in as many games.
Well, the one thing that I've found across the board, Kevin, is that everybody understands, especially, you know, you guys as teachers and coaches, how important it is for the kids just to be able to get out there and play, to be able to work under these conditions and to compete after so many kids have lost so much stuff. And that each game is so important that, you know, yeah, you feel bad that it's not a regular season. But on the other hand, Coach, they're going to remember every single game the seniors are of this springtime.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. You know, I think it's one of those things that you can't take anything for granted. And when you miss a season and then all of a sudden you don't know if you're going to play it, you know, up until maybe December, January, I know we were all optimistic, but you're just, you know, hoping for the best. And now you got a game in. So yeah, these kids are absolutely been great. I mean, it's funny, the kids are like, they don't even want to miss practice, and,
yeah,
and not
yeah.
like anyone would anyway, but, you know, even with sprints and stuff like that, you know, you usually get a grunt every now and then, you do a little extra, and it's nothing. It's, the kids are just, you know, happy to be out there, and I think it's just, you know, the whole camaraderie piece that football brings everyone together is really something special. I mean, honestly, I think it's missed, you know, a ton, and it was really cool to see not only the people that are at the game that you're allowed to have in attendance, was the number of people that are watching it live stream.
Right.
You know, like the number of people. Like even, you know, Jack Welch was giving me a call and trying to figure out how to get that going from down in Florida. And obviously he's been extremely successful. And it's just a lot of guys like that that you wouldn't think, you know, can't always come see these games. Now you have, more opportunity to see a game from a distance. So it's kind of cool, you know.
Coach, with names like Welch and Roundy and guys like that and Gallagher, you're part of an amazing tradition there in Ipswich, and it's great to hear you say that. Finally, a couple more questions. Where do people watch the game now? You got another home game coming up against North Reading. Who's allowed in the stadium, and then who can't be there? What do they do?
Sure, absolutely. So, I mean, the league rule, I don't know if it's an MIA rule or a league rule. It could be both, I'm not sure. You're allowed to have two home fans and their siblings. And then as far as people, the away team can't have any fans, but you go to Facebook Live, and I guess I didn't personally see it, but I guess they did an amazing job covering the game. You can see everything, you know, live right there. You know, if it's cold, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Can watch every from your computer, or I'm sure you can even live stream it to your television or projector. and watch it as if you're there live. So, again, being live is kind of a different deal, and obviously we love that more, but, you know, at least having that is a really cool opportunity, and Facebook Live is what we'll be also broadcasting it again this weekend.
Tremendous. Well, now you got North Reading coming up Saturday at 1, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right, and so North Reading with a win over Manchester Essex, how are you looking at them?
It's really neat because we go from Amesbury, you know, very talented team, to kind of like, you know, it's a, you know, they're totally opposite scheme, kind of run the ball at times, shoot a shoot type offense, and then you go and look at North Reading and they spread you out and they do just totally different concepts. So, you know, a really talented team from what we saw. You know, you can see they got some players that can run and jump and tackle and all the things that are important in football, and they look like they're coached well, like most of the team. So we definitely have our hands full, and you know, they look as good as anyone I've seen on film, you know, in the last couple of years. So it'll be definitely a very tall task for us.
You know, I'm shaking my head, Coach. It sounds like you're having fun. It really does.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. You want to do it? We're having fun. So absolutely. It's been a blast. And you know, like I said, it's just unique, and it's something that, you know, could be really special. You look back years from now and you'll see a picture of people with a mask on, or, you know, find, you know, a newspaper clipping or something from February, March, or March rather, and see, like, you know, results of a game. It's just going to be a memory that, you know, a lot of people will be talking about, I think, for a long time.
You betcha. And we're going to talk again soon, Kevin, if you will. In the meantime, stay safe, good luck, and congratulations on that first win.
Oh yeah, thank you very much, and thank you for everything you guys do, and love how you guys are covering everybody. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it, Coach. You take care. Talk to you later.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.